God. Open your mouth and bless the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and say something to Jesus. Balaganda labo shetelele bekabondo robobo shandara babandere bebe rabanda lababa. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your favor. Ramasunara mandele bebe kaboria mandala baba zunderia makura babanderia. Open your mouth and give him praise. Thank God for the gift of life. Thank God for your family. Thank God for the people around you. Nemondo lobo bo rando bobo jigetele mondo robo bo yandele bisheko ramandele bebe shantaya. Mandoro bobo randele bobo shibrandele bebe yakundara baba. Father, we bless your holy name. Father, we magnify your name, we exalt your name. You are the blessing and the blessing of all God. We thank you for your mighty hand upon us, O God. We bless your name. Not you, Lord, will be on our side. Where would we have been? Many were the plans of the enemy against us, but thou deliver us from all. Somebody lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and magnify the name of the Lord.
Let me hear you in the auditorium.
Let me hear you on this board, mean. Bandoloski bandolo bobo sharun toli ama kantoni mimi kapaya. Number two, you are going to pray. You are asking God, the Father, this morning let the heavens be opened upon my life. The Lord, in the blessings and the glory and the thing you ask for me today, may the heavens be opened upon me. Lift up your voice in prayer. That anything God wants for you this morning, may the Lord open the heavens upon you. May the Lord open the heavens upon you. Come on, pray. Any prayer, anything you are believing God for, any miracle, any testimony, tell the Lord, Father, this morning, open the heavens, open the heavens. Open the heavens, O God. Open the heavens, O God. Open the heavens, O God. Let the sick be healed. Let the lame walk. Let the blind see. Open the heavens, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Let the heavens be open, O God. Let the heavens be open. In Jesus' name, somebody shout a big amen. If you can hear me, shout a big amen. We are going to preach out a big amen. shout and believe in amen. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of the Lord, your word is already anointed. Give me the precision of speech. Empower me to declare the immutability of your counsel. Bless your people in another dimension. Release them from the plans of the enemy and cause your blessings to flow in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amakubala gadagada boshaya. The Bible said again in the story of David and Goliath. The Bible said Goliath threw a challenge to them that for 40 days, that is a challenge. And after the 40 days, if no man comes out from the camp of the Israelite, the whole Israel will become slaves. For 40 days, Goliath threw a challenge to the entire camp of the Israelite and said, if no man comes out and fights me for 40 days, when it is done, the whole Israel will become servant and slave to the Philistines. The Bible said, Manomo Shaya, on the 39th day, crossing into the 40th day, something happened. The father of David by name Jesse said, David, come here. I want to send you and give food to your brethren at the welfare. Oh my goodness. The Bible said, when the father called David, it was the 39th day, crossing into the 40th day. That was where the father called David. So you will understand that it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a coincidence. It was a God incidence. Now, the question is, why not the first day when Goliath threw the challenge? Why not the 10th day or the 20th day, but the 39th day, moving into the 40th day, that was where the father of David said, David, come here, I want to send you and give food to your brethren. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a son of God or if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will understand that this one is not just a mistake. It is God doing something new here. It is God moving with wonders and miracles. It is God who wants to move in authority and power. Now, the Bible said, and when the father sent David, David did something that I pray that may you receive the grace to do the same in Jesus' name. Understand that and get into your spirit that David was taking care of the sheep of his father when the father sent him. So when the father sent him, the Bible said, and David left the sheep to another shepherd. My goodness. From today, I pray for somebody. May you receive the grace of the Lord. May you receive the power of the Lord. May you receive the unction of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, and David gave the sheep to another shepherd. He gave the flock to another shepherd. My God. David gave the flock to another shepherd. Unlike other shepherd, when they are leaving, they leave the sheep astray. But David said, I will not leave this flock astray. I will give them to another shepherd. It also means that, oh, Malamosha, I pray for wisdom. I pray for wisdom. I pray for understanding. I pray for grace upon your head. I pray for understanding. I pray for wisdom upon your head. The Bible said, and David left the flock to another shepherd. I will come there with such a, it's a serious revelation. I won't touch it now. The Bible said, and when David got to the battlefield, and David heard, Malon Doboshaya,
Goliath was blaspheming the name of God. And Goliath was speaking evil about the name of God. And Goliath said, who is among you? Let him come and fight with me. And the Bible said, everybody was afraid. Saul was afraid. And all the soldiers, they were all afraid. And they were all hiding. Why? Because they were afraid of the words of Goliath, number two. They were afraid of the armors of Goliath, number three. They were afraid of the stature and structure of Goliath. Three things that put Israel into fear was the words of Goliath, number two, was the stature and structure of Goliath, number three, were the armors of Goliath. That was the reason why the Israelite was afraid. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you are afraid, and I don't know what you are afraid of, but from today, whatever put fear in you, we nullify that power in the name of the Lord. There are some people, when they see their academics, they are afraid. When there are some people, when they see their family background, they are afraid. If they see their brothers, if they see their mothers, if they see their father, they are just afraid. They are afraid that maybe they will also end the way their father ended. They are afraid that maybe they will end the way their mother ended. They are afraid that maybe they will die at their youthful age. But I pray in the name of the Lord, what makes you afraid, what puts fear in you, I nullify that power of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. The Israelites, they were afraid. They were afraid of the words of Goliath. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid of the words of your enemies. Don't be afraid of what you are hearing in your ears. Don't be afraid because your enemies are telling you you are good for nothing. Don't be afraid. Your enemies are telling you you will never go anywhere. Don't be afraid. Your enemies are telling you in your mother's house, nobody marry. Don't be afraid. Your enemies are telling you that you can never go to school. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the words of the enemy. Don't be afraid of what you are hearing, because greater is in you than he that is in the world. Don't be afraid, because the Lord is your shield and your buckler. Whom shall you be afraid? Don't be afraid, because he will go before you in the pillar of clouds, in the pillar of fire. Don't be afraid, for the Lord will surround you like the mountains. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Olamoshaya, there are people here, fear has entered in you. You fear that you will die early. You will not die, but you will live and declare the oracles of God. There are people you are afraid that you cannot even pass your exams. I declare, Lemonoboshaya, you will pass with excellence. Oh, Dashaya, don't be afraid. The Israelites, they were afraid because of what they saw, because of what they heard. Two things were controlling them, what they heard and what they saw. And what they heard is connected to their ears, and what they saw was connected to their eyes. I pray that today, even as you are hearing the word of God, may something shift in your life. May something shift. May something shift. Bible said they were afraid based on two things. They were afraid because of what they heard, that is connected to their ears, and they were afraid because of what they saw, that is connected to their eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, what controls men is what they see and what they hear. Hey. What controls men is what they see and what they hear. This morning, I have a question for you. What have you seen and what have you heard? What have you seen and what have you heard? What have you seen and what have you heard? I don't know what you have seen. I don't know what you've heard. But I came in the power of God. I nullify every evil hearings in the name of Jesus. I nullify every evil sight in the name of Jesus Christ. Israel, they went to hide because of what they heard and what they saw. The Bible said when David came to the battlefield, the first thing he said is, who is this man that speak against the God of Israel, my God and my father? I attack by who is this man that fight and speak against the God of Israel? When David saw the man, something came upon him and said, who is this Philistine that speak and blaspheme the name of the God of Israel? Who is this man? Who is this man? Listen to me. What gives you the capacity and what gives you the unction and what causes the power of God to come upon you is when you have the heart of God in you, or when you carry the mind of God, or when you want to fight the battle of God. When you are connected to these things, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of God will come upon you. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. Yes. Who is this uncircumcised? Ayako. I love the way David put the phrase. Say, who is this uncircumcised? Ayakoto. Elitalos kabantalwa ikapaya. The difference between David and the Israelite was that David knew something they don't know. David knew that if you are uncircumcised, because if you are uncircumcised, you are not connected to the covenant of Abraham. And if you are not connected to the covenant of Abraham, you are under curse. If you are not connected to the covenant of Abraham, you are nobody. If you are not connected to the covenant of Abraham, you can be killed anyhow. So David understood that this person is not just a giant, he is an uncircumcised giant. It also means that this person is not connected to the covenant of God. This person is not connected to the grace of God. This person is not connected to the glory of God. And for that reason, because he is not connected to the God of Abraham, I have an upper hand on him. I have grace upon him. I have authority upon him. Ladies and gentlemen, I have come to understand that what gives you the momentum and what gives you the authority in this life is what you know others don't know. And it is not just knowing anything, but knowing who you are in God, knowing what you carry in God, knowing the favor on you, and as you are connected to the knowledge of God, it gives you capacity, it gives you unction, it gives you grace to function. I pray for somebody, may you receive the grace of God. That others don't know. What have you learned that others have not learned? Ladies and gentlemen, and David said, who is this uncircumcised? From today, let me tell you something. When you see your enemies, destructure them. When you see your enemy, destructure them. Ayaba, if people call your enemies giants, when you see them, call them uncircumcised giants. Because you know something, the more you look down on your enemies, the more they lose their power. The more you look down on the problem, the more it loses its power. The more you look down on the situation, you look at the situation, everybody is running away. You look at the situation and tell the situation, I am more than a conqueror. You tell the situation, the one who is in me is greater than he that is in the world. I believe that when Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, when they saw the fire, that is the situation, when they saw the fire, they said that we have seen the fire, but we refuse to bow. We refuse to bow down to this image. The Bible said, and Nebuchadnezzar heated the fire 7 times for them to be afraid. And they look in the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar and say, man of God, do you know something? Even if God, I love this kind of faith. Even if God decided not to save us, we will not bow before this image. We are ready to die in the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, for your information, Nebuchadnezzar wanted to hit the fire 7 times in order to bring panic and fear in the 3 Hebrew men. But they said, whether you hit it 100 times, we are not bowing to any other God but the God of Israel. The Bible said, and when they were going into the fire, there is a mystery here I want to speak before I enter into the real message. The Bible said, and the soldiers that were leading, that were leading them into the fire, they all get burned and die. Even before they entered into the fire, the soldiers that were pushing them into the fire, they are all dead. And I asked myself, so the soldiers were at the back and they were in front. And how possible that the fire bypassed them and burned on all the soldiers? And I understood that if the Lord is before you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. If the Lord is before you, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. If the Lord is before you, let them rise up, let them come in one way, and they shall flee in 7 ways. If the Lord is before you, no weapon, Balataya. And I am here to declare to a young woman here, the Lord is before you. And because of that, if the enemy rise up against you, they shall fall for your sake. The Lord is before you, and for that reason, you are more than a conqueror. The Lord is before you, and for that reason, you are more than victor. Oh, Malantaya, the Lord is before you. The Lord is before you. The Bible said when they entered into the fire, oh Makaya, the fire that was meant to kill them became an air condition, and they were giving praise to God. These things we say, they are not stories. So these things are things that happens on this earth. They are not stories, my baby. They are things that did happen on this earth. No. May I declare upon somebody in these times of your life, oh Malakataka, the things that kills people will revive you, and the things that destroys people will lift you up. For God is not a man that he will lie, neither a son of a man he will repent. Let them speak their word, it will not stand. Let them declare their word, it will not come to pass. Oh, Balababaya. If you are shouting the biggest amen, I declare that from today, may you experience the glory of God. If you are shouting the biggest amen, I declare that may, oh, bala 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 bala
more.
Yeah. The Bible said, and they were dancing in the fire. The fire that was meant to destroy them, they were dancing in that fire. The fire that was meant to break them down, they were dancing in that fire. Ladies and gentlemen, it became a history. And Nebuchadnezzar saw through the fire and said, what is happening here? I placed 3 men in the fire, but right now I am seeing somebody who resembles, oh Makataya, who resembles like the son of a man. I placed only 3 men, but now they are 4. I placed only 3 men, but now they are 4. Oh Malakata, where from the 4th one? I call him the 4th man. The 4th man. The 4th man. I pray in the name of the Lord. May the 4th man appear in your ministry. May the 4th man appear in your marriage. May the 4th man appear in your goal. Ayaya. May the 4th man appear in everything you do. I declare by the Spirit of God, may the 4th man appear in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, when the 4th man appears in your life, it also means that whatever you touch will be a blessing. If the 4th man appear in your marriage will work out beautifully. If the 4th man, somebody shouts the 4th man, may the 4th man appear in your life. May the 4th man appear in your destiny. May the 4th man appear in everything you do. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The ethics of the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the waters. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord except of he who has a clean heart and a pure hands, who have not sweat to vanity nor sweat deceitfully? He shall receive indication from the Lord and favor from the Almighty. Be it lifted up everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord mighty and strong in the battle. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lead me beside the still waters. He draws me beside the close waters. I walk through the valleys of shadow of death. I fear no evil, for God is with me. My enemies rejoice not over me. For when I fall, I shall rise up again. For God is on my side, and for that purpose, I am more than a victor. What then shall we say to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that dwells in the secret place of the Lord shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I shall say of the Lord, you are my King, my refuge, and my fortress. Whom shall I be afraid? 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. My eyes will I see the fall of the wicked. Oh, Balataya, I decree upon somebody, may you receive grace upon grace, favor upon favor, oil upon oil. Shall I receive it? It was only 3 people, but now they are 4. Where from this 4th man? Where from this 4th man? He is the God that appears in a situation that nobody says there is no way. He makes a way out of that situation. When David saw Goliath, who is this uncircumcised? Who is this uncircumcised? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this one? Where from you that you insult and blaspheme the name of God? Who are you? And you know what happened? The Bible said, and the brothers of David said, we know you. Leave this place. You are such an arrogant boy. Leave this place. You will die. And do you know what David said? David said, is there not? Is there not a cause? Oh, Malakataya. Is there not a reason why I am here? Is there not a cause? Do you know something? It is my prayer. There is a cause And the reason why you are in your family, you don't know. You are not in your family as a member. You are in your family as a helper. Oh, Kadabasha Dalabantabaya, Elema Malama Talabaya. You are not in your family as a member. You are in your family as a helper. You are not in your family to join the queue. You are in the family to set a space. You are not there for their sake. I believe that David was not there for coincidence. David was there for a God incident. You are in your family to change the space of the family. You are there to bring a change. You are there to bring a release. You are there. Now, I pray in the power of the Lord for somebody right now. If you are sick, Holy Ghost, Malato Nasaya Kapaya, be free now in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for somebody. If you are going through something terrible in your dreams, I declare a way of escape. I declare a way of escape in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody. If you are bound, oh Malataya, if you are bound, if you are bound, if you are bound spiritually, I decree, may God release you. Ayaya, may God release you. There are people, they are bound. They want to serve God, but they cannot serve God. From today, I release you from every chains. 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 There are people too, their education is bound. There are people too, their education are bound. There are people too, their financial life, they are all bound. I declare a financial release over Lataya. I declare a financial release over Lataya. I declare upon your head by the Spirit of God, may the Lord release financial breakthrough on you. Ayaya. May God release financial breakthrough on you. May you receive financial lifting. May you receive financial promotion. I decree upon you by the Spirit of understanding, may you receive financial lifting. Somebody will send money to your phone. Ayaya. Somebody will send money to your mobile wallet. Somebody will send money to your bank account. Obalakata, receive that faith. Receive that glory in the name of Jesus. Now, if there is any accident ahead of anybody hearing me, whether by air or whether by car, it is canceled in Jesus' name. It is canceled in Jesus' name. It is canceled in Jesus' name. It is canceled. It is reversed. Oh, man, Namataya. If there is any accident ahead of somebody, either by air or by land or by sea, I declare, Laboshaya, I cancel in Jesus' name. I declare you are free, you are delivered, and you are made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I release prophetic prayer upon somebody. May God release your marital testimony. Oh, ba 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 ba. I release prophetic prayer over somebody said, may God release your marital testimony. I saw a lot of wedding gowns and I saw a lot of wedding rings. God is giving to ladies here and some men here. In the name of Jesus, receive your wedding garment right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it by power. Receive it by grace. Receive it by oil. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I saw again, I saw the power of God moving. And I saw grace and mantle falling upon people. I saw people singing. I saw people prophesying. I saw people creating businesses. And the Lord said, from today, the hand of God is moving. The grace of God is moving. The favor of God is moving. And the power of God is moving. A lot of people are going to prophesy. A lot of people are going to sing. And the hand of God will push you to your destination. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I decree upon somebody from today, if there is any sickness in your blood, a chronic sickness, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. There is somebody here, you have been having an eye problem for a lot of years. The Lord said your deliverance is now. You are having an eye problem for some time and for some years. Right now, as I pray and I speak, the hand of God has touched you. You are healed. You are free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I saw somebody here. There is a lady and a guy here. As I'm talking to you, you don't have any money on you. But listen to this one. I wish the person confirms it right now. Listen to me right now. There is a purse that is at your room you don't use again. Go and look into the purse. An angel of putting money in the purse. Don't toy with this prophecy. There is somebody here. The Lord is speaking. You don't have money. I saw an angel putting money in a purse and putting it in the pocket of somebody. And it is reflecting now. There is somebody. You can go and search right now and call me. There is a purse and a mark you don't use. Oh, Malataya. The Lord said, an angel has put money in that purse. Go. Go. Search it and confirm right now. Confirm right now. I'm telling you, confirm right now. Confirm. There is so much over that tire. You are listening to me right now. There is no money in you. On you. Go look into that bag. Go and look into that purse right now and confirm. Confirm. The hand of God has done mighty things right now. Confirm right now. The God of yesterday is still the God of today. Confirm. Even if you believe what I'm saying, go and open your purse again, open your bag again, put your hands in your pocket from nowhere. Money you don't know anything about, God is doing it right now. Right now, as I'm talking, people will confirm on, even if you don't have faith, even if you don't believe what I'm saying, go and try, go and do it. Go and search any purse in your room. Go and search any bag in your place. Go and search it. An angel has put in money. As you open it, you can share with us on this line. Don't keep this testimony. Don't keep this testimony. You can share that, Papa, the Lord has done a mighty miracle here. There was no money in my purse or my bag. But right now, as I'm talking to you, God has done a miracle. Confirm for me right now. Confirm for me right now. The Lord is doing great things. And there are some of you too. Even as I'm talking and before today, as I'm talking to you, you're going to receive financial mobile money from nowhere. As I'm talking to you, you're going to receive mobile money. Somebody's own has started. You are going to receive mobile money on your phone right now. Oh, ba. As I'm talking, some people will confirm, say, Papa, I have received mobile money. I went and checked them. I want people who are serious. Like, go check that new bag. Go and check the thing. There is money there. Go and check. God has put money there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bala koto. Sharanto lima kabanda la bashaya. Go and check. The Lord has done great things right now. And right now, I pray for somebody. Holy Ghost, thank you. There is somebody who are listening to me. There is a bandage on your leg. The Lord said, in the name of Jesus, anything the enemy wants to do against that your leg is arrested. is arrested. Is arrested. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you are free. You are liberated right now. In the name of the Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It is done. It is done. It is done. You are free. 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 Amaba Higan. I pray for you right now. Any attacks against your children from any angle, I command it to be arrested. I command it to be arrested. I command it to be arrested. In the name of the Lord. I saw powers and demons enter into armed robberies, and they have lifted a gun against the people around you. I decree in Jesus' name, let their guns fall. Let their plans fall. Let them return to where they are coming from. You are secure. You and your husband and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are free. You are delivered by the power of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. It is done. 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 Continue following us. Continue sharing us. Continue following. If it is your first time online, continue following. Continue following. You are welcome. Continue following. Continue sharing. Continue following. Yes, Lord. I'm seeing the hand of God right now. I'm seeing the hand of God right now. Yabababa. Yabarabasha. If it is your first time, follow us right now. When you are done following, you say, Papa, I am done following. I'll give you a word. If it's your first time, follow right now and share. And say, Papa, I am done following. I'm done sharing. I'll give you a word. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Kabadoshe. Impalantoski baratashaya. Elema malamandele moski bandala bashaya. Rapapapapapapapapapapa. Oh, pocket, I am praying for you. The Lord said one of the things they will attack you with is your head. One of the things, one sickness the enemy will try to attack and disturb you is your head. The Lord said that if I don't pray for you, I'm going to feel a strange headache, a strange headache, a strange headache, a strange one. One of the things the enemy will attack you with is your head. And I saw that your head was paining you. It was a migraine. Very, very strong migraine. And I saw you sleeping there and the Lord said, I have to pray for you. I have to pray for you. It's paining me since yesterday. I decree in the name of Jesus, you are free. You are free. You are free. You are free. Just buy sugar cane. When you buy sugar cane, I will pray on the sugar cane for you, and I will let you eat the sugar cane. And that power and that demon that want to cause something strange through that headache and migraine, that demon will be arrested. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. When you are done following and sharing, say, Papa, I am done sharing and I'm done following. And I will give you a word. And I will give you a word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Thank you, Lord. Elemobo shandara kapaya. Lemondorobobo shikete lemondorobobo shaya. Lemondorobobo shandara kabagabagaba. Lemondorobobo shikatura mandala babaya. There is somebody here. You are listening to me right now. You got a dream, and in the dream that you got, you were wearing black in a funeral. You were wearing black in a funeral, and the Lord said, I have to pray for you. If you are here, you can say, Papa, it's me, I'll pray for you. You were at a funeral, and you were wearing black, but you couldn't see the person that was lying in state. So you can lift up your hands, and I pray for you right now. Yes. 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 Pala toshe tete. Kabora mandala bashandaya. Pala la 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 la. Shakuta ragadagada. SKD 1643. I pray for you. I give you a word that is able to change your story and change your life. Are you done following? I pray for you. Young girl, I pray for you. My usual dreams nowadays, Herod Okay, Herod, I'll come to you. I mentioned a name. If she's not responding, let me come to you. I pray, Herod, that in the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of God deliver you, Herod, any kind of death and unusual thing ahead of you. We command it to be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Herod, you are covered by the Spirit of God. Herod, in the spirit realms, I saw again, you were walking and walking, and as you were walking, I saw your garment change, and you move into another person. And the Lord said, indeed, this is your season when the Lord wants to move you to another person. This is your season when the Lord will move you into another person. This is your season of divine life changing. This is your season. The Lord is about to shape your life into performance. You will see the glory of God, and nobody can bring you down. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm done sharing and following. Yes. Millicent, I release prayer on you. I was praying for SKD, whatever. The Lord is still speaking to me about her. So, I don't know. All right. Millicent, I release prayer on your head. Okay. Minister, I release prayer on your head. I demand that Kobo Shanda Kabaya. I saw spiritually that the Lord and the grace of God has come upon you. And I saw you moving into a door. And the door opened. And the Lord said, any closed doors that have been open, that have been closed, that you are believing God for an open door, the Lord said, that doors are open. That doors are open. That doors are open. Millicent, the Lord said, the doors that were closed, they are open. The Lord said, you have cried for a long time, but this is your day of release. The doors are opening. I would like you to call me offline. I will pray with you, and I will touch your life with a prophetic word, and your life will never be the same. Millicent, call me offline. Power, I pray for you. Power, I release a prophetic prayer for you. May the hand of God do miracles in your life. Power, you have a joy for ministry. You have a heart to move in the grace of God. That is your prayer. And that is your assignment. And the Lord said, I have to pray for you as well. Even as you have that heart of praying and other stuff, the Lord said he will use you so much also in ministry. I'm talking to power. So the Lord said, power, continue to submit yourself to authority and submit yourself to the grace of God under the people whom they are leading you, and humble yourself. And even the more you humble yourself, the more the Lord will show himself strong in your life. I saw spiritually something in your hands, which I won't say because it's a personal life. So power, call me offline. And by the grace of God, I will enter into some part of your life. And I will pray for you as well, power, in the name that is above every name. Yes, that is it. So if you are new here, and if you are here and you are not also new, I want you to share and follow. That is my number. I'm putting my number there. That is my number. If you are new here, I want you to follow and share. But if you are not still new and if you not follow, follow and share. Okay? Whilst you are done following, say, Papa, I am done. I'll give you a word. Yes, let me go pray for somebody right now. Kabodobo Shadala Mandaba. If you are done, say, I'm done, I'll give you a word. I'll give you a holy word. That will change your story. I had a dream, and I crying, and my mom told me I should bury her white dress. So she died. They were here that dress. All right. Tess, call me offline. Tess, I would like to call me offline. I think your dream needs prayer and more
It needs more, you know, intensity. Call me offline. I'll pray with you. And the grace of God manifest upon your life. And the Lord shall deliver you from the plans and the plot of the enemy. Test. Okay. Thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name. I would also encourage, if you are new here, I would also encourage you that always don't come 9. Don't come 9 o'clock. Come 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is where God revealed himself through his word. And there are people you don't even prophesy to them. But even as they encounter God and his word around 8 a.m., 8:20, 8:30, the Lord touches their life and do miracles in their life. Because when it comes to prophecy, we are not the one that engineered prophecy. Understand that one? We are not the one that engineered prophecy. I told one of my boys the other time that I don't know why. Maybe it is in their strength to do that. That some people can spend 3 hours, 4 hours on pod being prophesied. I have problem with that, but maybe it is in their strength to do that. But I will also encourage you that even as you participate in prophecy, participate in the word. The word of God is able to build you up into perfection. When we are giving prophecy like this, do you know what happens? I will prophesy to some people, but maybe I'll not prophesy to you. And if you came here for a prophetic word, you might be offended that the prophet did not speak a word to me. But I will encourage you as well. But if you come early and you encounter God, and God gives you a prophetic word through his word, that is enough. And perhaps God can speak to you when God wants to move in the prophetic area too. I believe that is going to be a blessing for you. So make it a point and come early. Tomorrow we're going to be here 8 a.m. Ghana time, full of power and authority. And your life will never be the same. Keep following and keep sharing. And your life will never be the same. Let me pray for only 3 people. Touch their life in the prophetic world and leave this place. I want you to lift up your hands and say, Papa, pray for me. As I see your name, I give you a word and I leave. Say, Papa, pray for me and I'll pray for you and I leave. Yes, Lord. Oh, Baba Lava Shanda. Mama, Mami Ajua, I decree upon you. May favor rest upon you. Mami Ajua, call me offline. Mami Ajua, call me offline. Mami Ajua, please call me offline. Mami Ajua, please call me offline. Mami Ajua, please call me offline. Please call me offline. That is my number. I'm still putting it there. So just take it. Very good. Hey Mike, I pray for you. Hey Mike, the glory of God is upon you. God, I see spiritually one of your shoes were mixing, that you were not able to locate that shoe, and you were just wondering where the shoes are, and for some time now, you are still searching for the shoes, but you can't see them. Please, I'm from South Africa. Millicent, there's the same number. You can use +22+223+5, okay? Come +0546098190. All right? You take the 0 from there and use +22233, okay? You take the 0 from there. That is my number. Putting it there. You take the 0 from there and use the +22354609 81. Very good. So, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Who again? I was talking to somebody and something came up. Your stab keep missing. Very good. Aaron, Mike, your stab keep missing. Mike, pick my number. Call me. There are more to that. My time is up, but I want to talk to some with three minutes. So, hey, Mike, call me. There are more to what I'm saying spiritually. I will pray for you, and the Lord shall deliver you from the plans and the plots of the enemy. So, that is me. Call me, and I'll pray for you in Jesus' name. Yes, Franklina, I pray for you. Call me offline. I'm seeing things about you. I'll pray for you. Franklina, call me offline. Hey, Mike, you can also call me offline. All right. Fofie Charlotte, I pray for you in Jesus' name that any plans of the enemy
to bring you now. May it be lifted. May it be broken. In Jesus' name, so for fear, chariot, call me offline as well with the same number 0546098190. Call me offline, Gerard. Call me offline, Gerard. Call me offline. I'm seeing something about you. I saw a crown that was given to you, but somebody was struggling with you, and you will not allow the crown to be given to you. So, Gerard, call me offline. I will pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Lord shall deliver you from the plots and plans of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord, who again should I pray for? Angelica. Angelica, call me offline whilst you tested. Amen. I saw something around you. The Lord said, pray for her. I won't say it. It is personal to you. Call me offline, Angelica. I'll pray with you and I'll pray for you. 0546098190. Call me 0546098190. I'll pray with you and I pray for you. And your life will never be the same. Arena of Jesus, keep on preaching, keep on following God, keep on following the statutes and the ordinance of God, and the Lord shall place your feet in pleasant places. I saw the hand of God lifted you from a dirty place and placed you on the ground of glory and pleasantness. The Lord said he is planting your feet in a place of glory, arena of Jesus. You came early, you left, and you came back late, arena of Jesus. I saw you came very early, you left. You came back late. I didn't know why you left. Always, I saw you came early. You were still there, but I didn't see you. It's left with me, Daddy Tinesiedu. I pray for you in Jesus' name, Tinesiedu. May you be elevated and may you be lifted, Tina. May the plans of the enemy concerns you be broken. For fear chariot, call me offline. For fear chariot, call me offline. So, Tinesiedu, may God protect you and secure you. I saw spiritually blood coming out of your mouth. Tinesiedu, call me offline. It is connected to your life. It's a personal thing. I'll pray for you. Tinesiedu, call me offline. In Jesus' name, your life will never be the same. Call me offline in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Amam Ponsa, I pray for you. I saw that spiritually the enemy wants to bring something scary in your dream. I saw spiritually a snake arise in your dream, and the snake that arose in your dream is an evil snake sent by the enemy to bring you fear. And you know the snake won't bite you, but whilst you see the snake, Amam Ponsa, whilst you see the snake, that is all. Fear will be part of you. When you are even moving from here to here, fear will come in you. When you are writing exams, because of fear, you will forget everything. As a matter of fact, an arrow of fear has been released against Amasiedu. Amaponsa, sorry. An arrow of fear has been released against you, but you are declared, you are free. 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 I command every animal sent by the enemy, I command that animal to die. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Anita Hare, call me offline. I will pray with you and your life will never be. Anita Hare, call me offline. I will decree a word upon your life and God will change you into a place of glory. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless every being here. God bless every soul. God bless every individual. You are lifted. You are blessed and glorified. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are gifted and you are covered by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Somebody shout a big amen. Tomorrow, we are coming here, 8 a.m. Ghana time. Those I told you to call me, you can call me. I'll pray for you. Mama Lati, God bless you too. Mama Lati, God bless you. We appreciate your presence. God bless you. Small girl, God bless you. We appreciate your presence. Mama Wan, God bless you. We appreciate your presence. You are awesome. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Tracy, my dear, God bless you. I appreciate your presence in Jesus' name. His Majesty, God bless you all. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Star, I saw you around. God bless you. I saw Judy, but I don't know if she's still around. God bless you. Yes, God bless you all. God bless you all and favor you all. Aman Ponsa, God bless you all. Gerard, God bless you. Iglet, God bless you. God bless Isaac, 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 God bless you.
Iglet, God bless you. Who again? Tennessee, God bless you. Tomorrow, 8 a.m. Ghana time, don't mix God and don't mix His word. Come early, Fufie Chariot. God bless you. Fufie, tomorrow, come early, okay? Come early and listen. Paul Bwachi, tomorrow, come early, okay? Come early tomorrow. Paul Bwachi, come early tomorrow. Tennessee, do come early tomorrow. Come early tomorrow. Come early, everybody, tomorrow, 8 a.m. We are here. We are believing God for prophetic dimensions, and our lives will never be the same. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I will see you tomorrow, the same time. God bless you. The name remains the same, the rich more than the else, the son of the eagle. You are blessed and highly favored. Stay cool and stay care. Amen. Bye-bye.